Today we're going to take a rag of vocal cut and turn it into a DJ-friendly drum and bass arrangement in Ableton Live 12, beginner level, but definitely with that proper dancefloor energy. The big idea here is simple. Don't treat the vocal like a random sample dropped on top of a beat. Treat it like part of the arrangement, like a rhythmic instrument, like something that helps the tune breathe, build, and drop in a way that makes sense for DJs and for listeners. In drum and bass, especially jungle, rollers, and darker styles, ragga vocals bring a lot of attitude. They add movement, character, and a little bit of danger. But if the vocal is too long, too loud, or not phrased properly, it can fight the drums and bass. So the goal today is to shape it into something tight, clean, and mix-friendly. Let's start by setting up the project. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really solid sweet spot for drum and bass. If you like it a little faster or a little looser, anywhere from 170 to 174 is fine. Now create three tracks. One audio track for the ragga vocal, one track for drums, and one MIDI track for bass. Keep it simple. You do not need a huge session to make this work. Before you even start chopping the vocal, put an EQ8 on the vocal track and high pass it somewhere around 100 to 148Z. That immediately clears out low rumble and gives your kick and sub room to breathe. That low end is sacred in drum and bass. If the vocal is eating into that space, the whole track will feel messy very quickly. Now let's find the right vocal. Pick a ragga cut with strong rhythm and attitude. You want clear accents, maybe some shouts, some repeated syllables, maybe a phrase with a bit of space in it. The best cuts are the ones that already have bounce built into them. You do not want to force a vocal that doesn't naturally fit the groove. For this beginner lesson, keep it short. One or two bars is enough. You're not trying to use the whole sample. You're trying to extract the strongest part of it. Drag the sample into your audio track and turn warp on so it locks to the tempo. If it's a punchy, short phrase, use beats warp mode. That keeps it tight and rhythmic. Then make sure the first strong transient is lined up properly. If the sample feels slightly off, use the clip start marker first before reaching for heavier processing. That's a really good habit. Tight timing first, polish second. Now listen for the words or syllables that really hit. If a word doesn't lock to the groove, trim it or move it. Treat the vocal like a drum loop. Seriously. In this style, the vocal has to swing with the rhythm. Now we're going to chop it. You can do this manually in arrangement view by splitting the clip at important words. Or you can load it into simpler and slice it up by transients. For a beginner, either way is fine. The important thing is to keep it manageable. Aim for 4 to 8 slices max. Don't overcomplicate it. Build a short, repeating 2-bar phrase. Think in call and response. For example, you might put a strong ragga shout on beat 1, a shorter reply on the offbeat, then repeat a word before the snare. That gives you a chant-like rhythm that feels very natural in drum and bass. A really useful trick here is to duplicate a chop that feels weak, and place the copy an eighth note later at a much lower volume. That can create bounce without making the part sound crowded. It's a tiny move, but it can make the phrase feel much more alive. Now let's shape the sound. First, keep the EQ8 on the vocal. High pass around 100 to 140 Hz, then listen for muddiness around 200 to 500 Hz. If the vocal feels boxy, dip that area a little. If it sounds harsh, ease off around 2.5 to 5 kHz, and if it needs a little shine, a tiny shelf up top can help, but be careful. You still want the sample to feel raw and characterful. Next, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. Try somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if needed. This helps the vocal cut through the drums and bass without just turning it up louder. Then add compressor if the vocal phrases are jumping around too much in level. Keep it gentle. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1 is plenty. You just want light control, not a flattened out vocal. After that, add a delay and reverb, but keep both subtle. Think of them as accents, not a constant wash. A short delay, maybe quarter note or eighth note, can give the vocal some movement. A reverb with a moderate decay can help it sit in the space, but don't drown the phrase. A really solid beginner chain is a EQ8, then saturator, then compressor, then delay, then reverb. Now let's build the intro. A good DJ-friendly intro needs space. That means drums, atmosphere, maybe a little vocal hint, but not the full impact yet. DJs need room to mix records together, so the intro should help, not fight. Start with an 8-bar or 16-bar intro. Put in a clean break or a simple kick snare groove. If you want it more jungle adjacent, let the break feel a little looser and add a touch of swing. If you want it more roller style, keep it tight and minimal. For the first few bars, keep things sparse. Then bring in a filtered hint of the vocal. This is where auto filter becomes really useful. Automate the low pass filter so it slowly opens over the intro. Start darker, around 300 to 600 Hz, and gradually open it up toward 8 to 12 kHz by the end of the intro. That creates a nice feeling of arrival. And here's a useful teacher tip. Do not automate everything at once. Pick one main movement per section. Maybe in the intro, the main movement is the filter opening. That's enough. You don't need filter, delay, reverb, and volume all moving every bar. Keep it focused. Now let's add the bass. For beginner drum and bass, keep the bass line simple. You want it to support the vocal, not compete with it. A good approach is to use a sub layer and a mid bass layer. The sub should be a simple sine or clean waveform. Keep it mono. No unnecessary effects. Use utility if you need to make sure the width is at zero. The mid bass can have a bit more character. Maybe a little saturation, maybe some filter movement. But keep the notes sparse. Leave space for the vocal to speak. Think call and response. The vocal lands, then the bass answers, or the bass waits, then jumps in after the vocal phrase ends. That push and pull is a huge part of what makes drum and bass feel alive. If the vocal is busy, simplify the bass. If the bass is doing more, shorten the vocal chops. The best versions of this kind of arrangement are not cluttered. They are controlled. Now we build the drop. A strong first drop can be 16 bars. Keep the form easy to follow. Bars 1 to 4. Vocal hook. Drums. Bass. Bars 5 to 8. Repeat the idea, but maybe remove one vocal layer or change the ending slightly. Bars 9 to 12. Add a drum fill or a small variation. Bars 13 to 16. Strip something away before the next section. That's the kind of phrasing that feels like a real track instead of a loop. In drum and bass, 8-bar and 16-bar structure matters a lot. It helps the tune breathe. It also makes it much easier for DJs to mix. A really strong beginner move is to repeat the raga phrase twice, then change the final line the third time. That gives the listener something familiar, but with just enough variation to keep the energy moving. Now let's make the arrangement feel more alive. Use automation to create small moments of tension. You can automate the vocal filter cutoff, send a little more signal to the reverb on the last word of a phrase, or give the delay a tiny throw at the end of a line. You can also use utility to dip the vocal by a couple of dB during busy drum fills, then bring it back up in the hook. A short reverse vocal tail before a snare or impact can also work really well. It's a simple trick, but it gives you that little bit of lift into the next section. If you want a darker vibe, try filtering the vocal more aggressively instead of just lowering its volume. A darker, low-pass raga cut can sound really sinister while still keeping the character intact. And if you want extra grit, you can make a quiet parallel copy of the vocal, process it with saturator and EQ8, roll off the lows, and blend it underneath the main vocal. Very subtle, just enough to add edge. Now let's make sure the whole thing works as a DJ tool. Your intro should have enough space for a mix. Your drop should have clear 8-bar and 16-bar landmarks. And your outro should remove the vocal before the drums disappear. That makes it easier for the next track to come in cleanly. A simple full structure could be 16-bar intro, 16-bar first drop, 8-bar switch up, 16-bar second drop variation, then a 16-bar outro. That's clean, practical, and very DJ-friendly. Before finishing, check the mix in mono. This is a huge beginner win. Use utility on the master or the bass bus and collapse the width temporarily. Make sure the sub stays centered, the vocal still reads, and the kick and snare still hit properly. If the bass is covering the snare or the vocal feels too crowded, carve space in the bass mid layer before you start over re-keying the vocal. That usually preserves more attitude. Also, if the vocal feels too far forward, try lowering it 2 or 3 dB and adding a tiny bit more saturation. Sometimes the perceived energy stays the same, but the whole mix gets clearer. So the big takeaway is this. Raga cuts work best when they're rhythmic, short, and arranged with intention. Don't just stack layers. Shape the phrase. Leave space. Think in bars. Think like a DJ. And remember that the vocal is not just decoration here. It's part of the groove. Quick recap. Set the tempo around 172 BPM. High pass the vocal to protect the low end. Choose a raga phrase with strong rhythmic character. Warp and chop it into a short, playable pattern. Use EQ, saturation, compression, delay, and reverb lightly. Build a spacious intro, a clear drop, and a clean outro. Keep the bass simple and make it answer the vocal. Arrange in 8s and 16s so the track feels like a real record. Check mono before you call it done. If you want a quick practice challenge, Take 15 minutes and build a rough 32-bar sketch. Use one vocal phrase, no more than 6 chops, one return track effect, and one simple variation at the end of a phrase. Keep it moving, keep it clean, and don't overthink it. That's how you layer a ragga cut with DJ-friendly structure in Ableton Live 12. Small moves, big impact, proper energy, proper phrasing, and a lot more danceflor control.